SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An initial agreement has been announced in Washington to head off a federal government shutdown. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The White House and congressional leaders say they've reached an agreement on top-line spending levels for the current fiscal year. President Biden says it puts them one step closer to preventing what he calls a needless government shutdown. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's the most favorable budget agreement Republicans have achieved in over a decade, with sharper reductions than what was in a previous deal. Congressional negotiators needed to agree on overall spending levels so that appropriators can write the bills that set the line-by-line funding for federal agencies. The funding for some was set to run out January 19th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden and House Republicans remaining at odds over the southern border immigration crisis.
Even as White House and Senate negotiators try to reach a bipartisan immigration deal, House Republicans are demanding tougher immigration policies. Speaker Mike Johnson and dozens of GOP members traveled to the border in Texas last week, where they blamed President Biden for the thousands of daily illegal crossings. White House officials called it a political stunt and blamed lawmakers for not approving more funding for border security. Greg Clugston, The White House.
China announcing sanctions on five American defense-related companies, that in response to U.S. arms sales to Taiwan and U.S. sanctions on Chinese companies and individuals. A foreign ministry statement out of Beijing says the sanctions will freeze any property the companies have in China. This is SRN News. The Methodist Church in the United Kingdom delivering an unusual pronouncement.
Denominational leaders have kicked off the new year by banning the words husband and wife, branding them offensive. The UMC UK's new inclusive church language guide has a laundry list of common English words that church leaders say will upset people and should not be used. They conclude by urging parishioners to visit the website of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation to find out more forbidden words. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some states try to prevent kids from being exposed to pornographic content in the libraries. Illinois going the opposite way. New law there's got into effect that strips libraries of state funding if they ban any book because of the content. All Illinois libraries must adopt the American Library Association's Bill of Rights. This is SRN News. A popular trend, well, maybe slowing.
Almost every U.S. state has cut taxes in some way in the past 3 years. But that may be slowing as many states head into the new year with lagging tax revenues. Every state except Alaska and Nevada has enacted either permanent cuts, temporary suspensions, or one-time rebates on their income, sales, property, or gas taxes. Neither Alaska nor Nevada charges an income tax. And Alaska also has no statewide sales tax. Though states ended 2023 with record fund balances, these are expected to decline in 2024. John Scott reporting.
Major winter storm bringing up to a foot of snow and freezing rain to parts of New England. Winter storm warnings and watches are in effect throughout the Northeast today and into tomorrow morning as well. Icy roads also making for very hazardous travel. More details at SRNNews.com.